However, a new type of humor, which stems largely from the U.S., has recently come into fashion. 注意 ，a new type of humor， 先行词 ，which stems largely from the U.S. which 所引导的非线性定语从句，进一步补充说明 new type of humor， 一种新型的幽默。那么这种新型的幽默主要是起源于美国。Stem from， it means come from， arise from， originate from。那么这几个表达方式都表示起源于、发源于。Now read with me. Come from, stem from, arise from, originate from. Now translate the sentence. His feeling of hate stems from envy. His feeling of hate stems from envy. 那么他的仇恨之情是由嫉妒所引起的。Now, 他对花的兴趣是童年时代在农村而产生的。那么这个表达方式我们可以用 stem from. Her interest in flowers stemmed from her childhood in the country. Her interest in flowers stemmed from her childhood in the country. Now, read with me aloud.Stem from, arise from, come from, originate from. The new type of humor has recently come into fashion. 那么这种新型的幽默是、最近才流行起来。注意 come into fashion 开始流行， come into being 开始形成， come into power 开始执政上台。It is called thick humor, 病态的幽默。Comedians base their jokes on tragic situations like violent death or serious accidents. According to the first sentence in paragraph 2, we know most funny stories are based on comic situations. 那么根据这第二自然段的第一句话，我们知道大部分令人发笑的故事都是根据喜剧情节而编写的。而病态幽默却依据于悲剧的情景，比如说暴死或者是严重的意外事故。注意这个及物动词短语 base their jokes on tragic situations. That is say some funny stories are based on tragic situations. That is say thick humor is based on tragic situations. Many people found this sort of joke distasteful.许多人觉得这种笑话并不可笑，实在是低级庸俗。But anyway, a few of us found the new type of humor, let's say thick humor, interesting and funny. The following example of thick humor will enable you to judge for yourself. Enable you to judge for yourself 是你自己能够判断。Let's say. That is to say.What do you think of thick humor? Whether you found thick humor funny or not depends on yourself. So the third paragraph is a typical example. 所以说为了证明这一点，那么这种病态幽默你是什么样的看法，请你自己来判断，它取决于你本人。第三自然段就是一个典型的例子。 Now let's begin to study the third paragraph.A man who had broken his right leg was taken to hospital a few weeks before Christmas. Please pay more attention to the case structure. Who had broken his right leg? 定语从句修饰 a man. Okay, we can put it in another way. A man whose right leg had been broken. 我们可以采用 whose 所引导的定语从句来表示。一个句型我们要注意可以有不同的表达方式，但所起的作用是一致的。 The man was taken to hospital a few weeks before Christmas. I should say the man was unfortunate. Why? Because Western people are fond of Christmas very much. From the moment he arrived there,
He kept on pestering his doctor to tell him when he would be able to go home. From the moment he arrived there, as soon as he arrived there, he had no sooner arrived there, or he had hardly arrived there.
同学们发现，无论我们采用哪一种句式结构，总而言之，它侧重点在于从他到医院的那一刻开始。
Now please translate the sentence using the case structure.
从他到达晚会的那一刻开始，他就玩得非常的开心。
From the moment he arrived at the party, he enjoyed himself very much. So what did the man do from the moment he arrived there? He kept on pestering his doctor.
Keep doing something, and keep on doing something are quite different. 同学们一定要注意这里 keep,
you keep on.
都表示不停的或重复的干某事，但是 keep on 中的 keep 是不及物动词，我们不能用于动词加宾语加动词 ing 的结构当中。 keep on 重点突出的是反复重复干某事，而 keep doing 重点突出的是不间断的不停的做某事。如若语义上没有太大的差别，二者可以互换。
Now translate the following sentence. Listen to me carefully. Don't keep on asking silly questions.
别老问一些愚蠢的问题。
Okay, next,
他不停的抽烟。那么如果你侧重强调动作不停顿的，我们应该采用的表达方式 keep.
So, he kept smoking all the while.
而如果你想强调的动作是重复的干一件事情，我们最好采用的表达方式 keep on doing.
He kept on smoking all the while.
使某人处于某种状态，我们可以运用在 keep 和宾语以及动词的 ing 形式进行搭配，但 keep on 不能用于该句型，这是我们刚刚说到过的一个问题。For example, 他让我等了一个小时的时间。
He kept me waiting for an hour.
He kept me waiting for an hour.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long. Okay, now let's go on.
He kept on pestering his doctors, then say,He pestered his doctor over and over again to tell him when he would be able to go home. So we know, in order to celebrate Christmas, the patient would like to go home.
I should say exactly, the patient was eager to go home. 为了过这圣诞节，这个病人可以说是回家的心情，心急如焚呐。
He dreaded having to spend Christmas in hospital. He dreaded to have to spend Christmas in hospital.
那么这里作者为什么用到了 dread 和动名词形式搭配，而代替了和不定式 to 搭配的这种形式呢？
In our vocabulary, we learn how to use the word dread. Dread to do is equal to dread doing.
在词汇当中我们已经学习过 dread 可以和不定式搭配，也可以和动名词搭配，但这里用到了 having to， 为什么呢？如果运用不定式 to 和后面的 have to 的 to 重复，语言是最忌讳重复的。
So we know the man dreaded having to spend Christmas in hospital. He wanted to spend Christmas at home with his family, right? Don't you think so?
显然他是害怕他一人在这个医院里面度过圣诞节。
Though the doctor did his best, the patient's recovery was slow.
Okay, according to this sentence we know,
although the doctor did what he could, yet it took the patient some time to recover. Do you agree with me? 虽然医生已经竭尽全力，然而病人的恢复是需要一段时间的。The patient's recovery was slow. 作者用到了形容词 slow. 那么充分说明了这个病人要在医院里慢慢的等待。That is to say, the patient had to stay in hospital for his recovery. It took him some time to recover. Of course, to recover from his broken leg. And then what happened? Now let's go on. On Christmas Day, the man still had his red leg in plaster.Had his right leg in plaster, 右腿依旧在石膏当中，那么也就是说他的右腿依旧打着石膏。He spent a miserable day in bed, thinking of all the fun he was missing. You know, the patient couldn't enjoy himself on Christmas Day. So, he had to spendA terrible day, a miserable day in bed in the hospital. 那么这位病人不能和朋友们团聚度过圣诞节，所以只能是一个人孤零零的躺在医院的床上度过了很难熬的一天。A miserable day means a terrible day, okay? What did he do when he was in bed? 那么他躺在床上的时候他在干些什么呢？ He could do nothingExcept that, think of all the fun, all the amusement, all the entertainment he was missing. 那么他在床上只能是想象他所错过的这一切快乐。Think of, 想到想起想着。For example, 当我见到你的时候我想到了我的姐姐。When I saw you, I thought of my sister. 考虑做某事 think of doing something. He's, for example, he's thinking of setting up a school. He's thinking of setting up a school. Spend time doing something. 花时间做某事。在这个语句当中我们练习了这个结构。Spend a miserable day thinking of all the fun.All the fun, you know, all the amusement, all the entertainment, 所有的快乐，所有的娱乐 that he was missing. 在 he was missing 之前省略了关系代词 that. The following day, however, the doctor consoled him by telling him that his chances of being able to leave hospital in time for New Year celebrations were good. Okay.You know, the case structure is difficult for some of you. So, now let's analyze the case structure. The following day, however, the doctor consoled him. 首先我们来看时间状语 the following day, 主语 the doctor. 谓动词 console him, 宾语非常简单。然而第二天这位医生呢安抚了他。However, the following day, the doctor consoled him. How did the doctor console him? 那么是怎么样去安慰他的呢? By, 介词 by 表示通过某种方式手段。For example, how did you arrive here? Oh, I arrived here by train. By telling him that his chances of being able to leave hospital in time for New Year celebrations were good.So, what were good? Chances. 那么在 by 所导出的这个短语当中，同学们发现 Chances 是本句 that 引导的宾语从句的主语。Chances 并不表示机会。In fact, it means possibility. 在表达可能性这个语义的时候，我们经常采用的是复数形式。Chances of.For example, my chances of passing the examination are good. That is a, it is quite possible for me to pass the examination. 那么我通过这次考试的可能性很大。Okay, next.